Algernon, thanks for joining us. This week we are starting with a topic that we've been talking about for many months, and that is the construction on Valley Drive in Las Cruces. Now, you are working on something about how this construction may be impacting the car dealerships in that area. What can you share?
This is a story in progress I'm working on as we speak. And the way it started was I got curious. One day I was driving on Valley Drive, a glutton for punishment as I am, and I started noticing the cars at the dealerships. There's several car dealerships there. New dealerships like Vescovo Toyota and Sisparo Volkswagen. Also used dealerships like Integrity Auto. And I got to wondering about the effect of those of the construction on those cars that are sitting there. So I started asking them, and they were very eager to talk to me about the fact that actually this does a lot of damage. They're tearing up the street. They're putting down new surfacing. There's a lot of dust this time of year anyway. And what not a lot of people know is you don't want to wash and rinse your new car off too often, because the sand is really fine, and every time you wash your car, you're actually doing a minute amount of damage to the clear coat.
So what steps have the dealers been having to take in response to this construction?
Prayer, asking for concessions, asking for help from the city and from DOT. The Petre Kia dealership actually moved to North Main, and they sold their Chrysler Jeep dealership and 130 cars worth of inventory to another dealer just to get away from the construction for a while altogether.
Wow. I mean, we've seen this. You know, obviously, you just mentioned how it's impacted one business and how they've had to make adjustments. But there's also been some businesses there that have expanded or built entirely new businesses. Is there any kind of middle ground with this situation?
Well, it varies a lot because there are different situations. One dealership might be more highly capitalized than another. They might be able to move their inventory around a little bit. But sometimes some dealerships actually have very strict regulations on where they can be, what they can look like, the specs of the space. For instance, Nissan is famously very particular about what their dealerships look like, and so that might limit your choices as far as moving around and maneuvering around a construction project like this.
So what does this also do for consumers who may be interested in purchasing cars in that area? They obviously may have some concerns if there's some sort of impact with these new cars or used cars being affected by the construction.
Well, what the dealers tell me is their customers tend to be very loyal. They may be seeing reduced traffic, but people are still coming around. And so, not to speak for them, but I think what they would say is, come in and talk to us. And also know that they are looking at this and trying to take steps to take care of their inventory.
All right, Algernon, we obviously will keep updated with this. We have a little bit of time left, but I want to talk about something that you have run, and that is a Beer for a Cause, a collaboration between local businesses in the area. Can you share about that?
Always happy to cover stories that involve beer. And this is a nice story about several local competing businesses, breweries that we have here in Las Cruces that are actually getting together and collaborating on a beer festival to raise money for David Allen. Dave Allen is the head brewer at the Pecan Grill and Brewery. And he received a brain cancer diagnosis about 6 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And so on Sunday, April 14, from 3 to 8, at the Picacho Peak Brewery, which is way down on the west end of Picacho, they're having a beer festival and kegs from breweries all over New Mexico, bands. Everything is on a volunteer basis. There's a $5 admission, and they're selling $5 pints just to raise money for Dave.
All right, Algernon, thank you so much for updating us this week, and we will talk with you next week.
Ciao.